No one wants to admit they're afraid. The first thing someone hears when they admit their fear is, "Don't be a scaredy cat. Thank you, person, for confronting my fear as if we were on the playground." Fears change over the years. Something so small can become a monster that seems like a giant to kill. First, I was afraid of high school. I had no choice but to overcome due to my mom forcing me out of the car almost every day. I've had to overcome by jumping off the cliff and see what happens. As a creative professional, I was noticing I wasn't calling out my fears. I was ignoring it and hoping the challenge would go away. I kept putting off new areas of responsibility and in the end realized it was hurting my team. It was up to me to lead, and that meant to go first. I've always enjoyed and excelled in post-production. It's where I feel most comfortable. When it comes to understanding how the video control room works and the art of live production, that's a different story. This past year, I had to confront my insecurities by admitting they were there, not only to myself, but to my team. And that meant I needed to forget pride and admit I don't have all the answers to everything. Whoever thought overcoming fear would mean to take the time to do so? I had to become a student of the live production world. I had to take physical steps of faith to figure things out. That meant making mistakes and, if possible, doing so in private. One of my biggest fears was if a projector went out. I was more afraid of this than if the end of the world took place. A projector going out is more likable. The truth was, I didn't know what to do. Finally, this week, I told my light production crew, let's prepare for Easter by changing out the light bulbs and dusting off the projectors. We could take care of what we can and make some calls to manufacturers if we had any questions. Right? I sound like I know what I'm doing. As we went up to the catwalk and began to change the light bulbs and dust the projectors, I started to see this wasn't so scary after all. When we completed the task, I thought about the large monster I built up in my head and how foolish I was. I came home that night to hear that my parents helped my uncle and his small church. I laughed to myself because my parents had no idea I had just did the same, and this was me killing my giant. I praised them, knowing it wasn't an easy task. No fear is so stupid or small to overcome. The first step is to make a decision that you're going to overcome it, and the rest will follow. Even if it takes some time.